all news, all the time. News, traffic, and weather for the Bay Area. All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS.
Coming up on KCBS, President Trump addresses an adoring crowd at CPAC 2017 and steps up his war of words with media. A new administration may be taking aim at recreational pot use. We'll explore that issue in moments. And NASCAR stepping up efforts to get more fans in the stands heading into Daytona 500 weekend. More from Dave Ross and Charles Osgood. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Corral, KCBS News Time 1031. Donald Trump seems ready to go after states that have legalized marijuana for recreational use. That's what White House spokesman Sean Spicer suggested this week, linking opioid addiction to recreational pot use. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Josh Mizell, sociologist, professor, and co-director of the Humboldt Institute for Interdisciplinary Marijuana Research at Humboldt State University. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. First off, what does the data say about pot use and opioids?
Well, it's very interesting because the data actually suggests the complete opposite connection between cannabis use and opioid use. And in fact, you know, the Drug Enforcement Agency came out in August and stated very clearly that the evidence is overall research does not support a direct causal relationship between regular marijuana use and other illicit drug use. And that was pretty remarkable for the Drug Enforcement Agency to basically say that the gateway hypothesis is really not real. And what we're actually seeing now is a lot of interest and research in what's termed the an exit theory of cannabis use, specifically cannabis as an exit drug for those who have opioid addiction. So what I'm getting at is the relationship may be the complete opposite of what the press secretary was stating.
So I wonder what the Trump administration is talking about, or if these are perhaps alternative facts.
That's a good question. That's anybody's guess, although we are perhaps seeing a pattern here. I think what we're seeing is it's often a strategy when we have conversations about drugs. This is what's called a kind of a rhetorical device to draw a connection between cannabis, which comparatively, compared to, heavier opioid use and those who have developed addictions to prescription opioids and use it recreationally, making that connection is a rhetorical device to raise concern, to raise alarm, especially when it's raised in the context of youth substance use. Everybody understandably is concerned about that. But when you look at the national figures, especially in states that have legalized, we're not seeing an increase in cannabis use amongst youth that one would expect with greater availability and greater cannabis or tolerance towards cannabis. And so it's a ploy to support an interest in bringing the federal government back into what states are doing regarding cannabis, which is a real shift. And Americans, at least recent polling data show that, vast majority of Americans, 70%, say it's really a states' rights issue. And so it's an interesting new landscape we're in terms of what's being discussed.
Right. And especially since this is an administration that says it likes states' rights. It wants the states to decide on things like LGBT and bathroom use and that kind of thing. But, we do have an AG who really doesn't like marijuana use.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and certainly that's a characteristic of a Republican Party platform to respect the rights of states. But I think part of the pattern is it depends what those issues are, and it is interesting. I mean, if you go back to look at the Bush 2 and back in 2000, George Bush on the campaign trail said, "I believe each state can choose that decision as they so choose." And so we saw the Obama administration initially kind of carry on, Bush administration strategy of actually heavily going after medical cannabis, even though, you know, the campaign statement was to kind of have a hands-off approach. Initially, the Bush administration, or actually through the Bush administration, they were going after states here, you know, in California and other states down in Santa Cruz and whatnot. The Obama administration carried that policy forward, but then they started to pull back. And by the time Obama left office, the federal government was clearly taking a much more hands-off approach as long as the states were following federal stipulations.
Well, thank you very much for sharing the info with us. That's Josh Mizell, sociologist, professor, and co-director of the Humboldt Institute for Interdisciplinary Marijuana Research at Humboldt State. 11:36 at KCBS.